SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says President Biden is lying when he blames border security problems on Republicans, and says with Biden in the White House, it doesn't matter what laws get passed.
I'm not sure when he talks, if he knows exactly what he's saying or just reading from the teleprompter words that other people are putting up there. But clearly, this is an administration that no matter what law we pass, he's not going to follow it. They are a lawless administration. We've seen it at the border.
Barrasso describes the influx of illegals under President Biden as an invasion and says Democrats have no plans to keep the country safe. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, cooler weather and the chance of rain could bring some relief to firefighters that are battling a pair of wildfires in southern New Mexico. More than 1,400 structures have been damaged or destroyed in the mountain village of Ruidoso, and at least one person has died. State officials say a firewall aimed at thwarting cyber attacks and hacking is to blame for a 911 outage in Massachusetts. The 911 system was out for about 2 hours on Tuesday afternoon. Authorities advised residents to either pull a firebox or call a police department directly for emergency assistance. Correspondent Rafael Weber reports Russian President Vladimir Putin's trip to North Korea has resulted in the two nations signing an agreement.
Russian media have called it a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement. All the contents are not yet clear, but international attention will be on whether it includes a pledge for military assistance in the face of aggression, as well as potential for sanctions busting, or how North Korea and Russia might cooperate in the face of the stiff sanctions that they both endure.
This is SRN News. Jack Phillips is back in court.
The Colorado cake baker is now being sued by a man who is living as a woman who is trying to force Phillips to make a cake celebrating his transgenderism. Phillips, a Christian, says he can't do it, and now the Colorado Supreme Court must decide if he's in violation of anti-discrimination law. Phillips already won a U.S. Supreme Court victory over a homosexual who wanted a gay cake, but his enemies keep suing him. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate an initiative which would enshrine abortion in the South Dakota state constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans for Health of failing to file a required affidavit for petition circulators' residency, and that petitioners didn't always provide a required circulator handout and left petition sheets unattended. This is SRN News. Hundreds have died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia.
On Wednesday, people tried to claim their loved ones' bodies. Saudi Arabia has not commented on the death toll amid the heat during the pilgrimage, required of every able Muslim once in their life at least, nor offered any causes for those who died. However, hundreds of people have been lining up at the emergency complex in a Mecca neighbourhood, trying to get information about their missing family members. One list circulating online suggests at least 550 people died during the five-day event. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Japan and New Zealand agreeing in principle on an intelligence sharing pact as their leaders shared concern about the increasingly challenging security environment in the region, including closer ties between Russia and North Korea. Japan signing similar intelligence agreements with the U.S., Australia, Britain, India, and South Korea. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.